Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about women hate accountability. Well, let's go. Oh yes, you lovely ladies, you think you're a big badass and you could do whatever you want, but your weakness is, get wait for it, accountability! Dun dun dun!
Oh no! Heaven forbid!
Yes, ladies, I know accountability is your kryptonite and you don't like it, but too bad, so sad, better luck next time, right?
But then you'll be saying, duh, hey Gonzo, what do you mean about accountability?
Well, let me tell you, my sweet, sweet imbecile, let's cut this shit and let's go to the thing. Let's go. Yes, this comes from the Fine Toilet Reddit. It says, am I the asshole for leaving my wife and her affair kid? No, that make you a simp if you don't leave. Simp, simp, you better leave. Yes, I believe it's in one of the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not simp, but people don't listen, right? Okay, it says, advice needed. I am a 30 male and my ex-wife, 29 female, we have been married for 3 years till I turned 29. Gee, what happened at 29 that made you want to leave this chick? Let's find out. When I was 29, I found out her daughter wasn't biologically mine. She cheat on me with a random dude. Yes, women do that. They find the guy that gets her engine going, gets cream pied by him, and you pay the bills. That's how it works nowadays. Enjoy. We got married at when I was 26 and she is 25. Damn, this dude's fucking grammar sucks ass, but I'm also kind of retarded myself, so who knows, right? Two negatives, right? Doesn't mash. For the past 1 year, I have been running and hiding from my family and in-laws' family and law and order. Dude, this guy's fucking is retarded or something. Well, that's what I noticed, that a lot of stupid people are the ones that are breeding. Idiocracy, right? Oh yeah, if you haven't seen that movie, you should check it out. It's really fucking funny and it talks about consumerism and all the stupid people in the world. But, yes, just like today, bunch of morons. Well, speaking about morons, let's continue. Let me paint a clear picture to you. When I found out that her daughter wasn't mine, I filed for a divorce. Yes, you should. Well, that how you want to be with some skank that fucked another guy and you're taking care of her stupid baby that's not even yours. What fun, right? Or you could be really fucked up and groom the kid to be your wife in the future and divorce this one. Oh man, that would be fucked up, wouldn't it? Just saying. Yeah, don't do that shit. Remember, that's against the law. And this is for entertainment purposes only, so this is just my delusions. Don't kill me, don't cancel me, please. Initially, I thought I wouldn't pay child support and alimony for my cheating ex-wife. Yeah, you would think, but you know, law and stuff. They decide other things. Remember, women could choose you just along for the ride, so buckle up, buttercup, it's gonna be a bumpy ride. But the AH judge, whatever AH stands for, I don't know, ruled against me and ordered me to pay child support for 18 years and with addition to set up college fund and wedding fund for her daughter. Oh yes, you have to pay for that shit. It never fails. You get to stay with a chick and then she cheats on you and then she's gonna take everything. And you, what are you gonna do? You're just gonna be right there holding your cock in your hands and using your tears as lubrication because she's gonna leave you. Yes, fucked up world we live in, I know. According to the law here, the child is conceived during the marriage period and also I'm in the birth certificate, so that will be my responsibility. Yay! Oh yes, all the responsibility but not the good stuff. Yes, your legacy gets to destroy itself because you have none. Oh! It sucks when you know you're living a lie, right? Well, buddy, well, let's continue with your story, huh? Now to the point is my family. They are dead set on me to fix this. How the hell are you gonna fix this? This shit's fucked no matter how you cut this. They are thinking I'm at the wrong here for not letting go of her past and wants me to man up to take care of this child. Oh, fuck you, people. I'm not gonna be taking care of something that's not mine. Why would you? Fuck that. So I left the country, left my job, left my previous life. Yes, what would you do? Would you leave or would you stay? Yeah, because if you stay, you end up being dried up and left on the side just like this fucking fly. Just right there, hitting you in the sun because you're dead now. Yeah, do you think this chick is taking accountability for cheating on this dude? Of course not. She just goes up and about doing her thing, thinking that she can do no wrong. Then this dude finds out what happened, finds out the truth, that this little girl's not his. And then you want him to pay for this? After you broke his heart? No. No. We're not small and insignificant. We have feelings. Just because we are men, you think we're mindless drones and automatons that we have to do your bidding? But no, we have feelings, we have thoughts, hopes and dreams. And we just want us to have a family. But no, you treat us like filthy little insects. Right? That's how you see us? That's fucked up. Yeah, I hope your people are kicking ass in your personal life. Me, I'm actually taking a new step. I just enrolled in some barber schooling. I'm gonna cut hair because I don't have hair and I want hair, so I'm gonna be hair adjacent. And yeah, I'm gonna renew my fucking ID. Yeah, now they're asking for that real ID. Yeah, like you need that to drive. This is, oh, if you wanna go travel and this and that. That's why you have your fucking passport. Yeah, I got my passport because I'm trying to get my Mexican citizenship because, oh, California, USA, everything is going down the toilet and everything's getting all woke. So fuck all that shit. You go woke and you go broke, right, USA? Well, anyways, I better get the hell out of here. I got other shit to do. So you guys be the best people possible and don't be like this fly, just end up being like shit. Or guess you have to run away like this dude did, because women can't hold anything sacred. So goodbye.
No way.
3G.
No way.
Yes, $3,750.
I'll buy a vowel.
This guy better not.
1E.
What? No way. This guy got lucky.